Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, well, it's him, and we've got him on, and I am very, very honored that he's a listener and was able to call in to the transmission. Super Bowl hijack proves government cannot protect you. Man penetrates multi-million dollar security ring with excuses and fake pass, and he is a listener, and he is on, and it is Matthew Mills, 30-year-old, now making international news. And, of course, there's also videos of him online when he talked to Tom Brokaw and others asking him questions. I want to give you the floor in this segment and the next to tell the whole story, why you did it, how you thought it up. And, I mean, if people start doing what you've done across the board on Obamacare, on gun control, on stage terror, it's over. So, Matthew Mills, start from the beginning here with a big exclusive interview, the man who took over the Super Bowl MVP press conference. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely didn't think of this idea. I just went to the Super Bowl to go interview people outside the stadium about, well, I was going to ask people about the Illuminati symbolism in the last two Super Bowl halftime shows. That's what I went there for, just to interview other people. But when I got there, I had to make up the story even to get to the Super Bowl by saying I was an employee because they wouldn't let people without tickets there. So I had to say that. And then I tried to get a little further, and I just kept on using that same excuse, and I was really surprised I got in. And that's pretty much it. I spent the whole time. I was in the stadium since about 1:30 in the afternoon, just hanging out and watched the game, and I was planning on actually running down on the field and during the celebration after the game and grabbing one of their mics. But then I saw the press box, and I went in there, and I just stayed in there. And I was in there from the end of the third quarter until when you saw me grab the mic.
Keep going.
Sorry.
No, I mean, if I start talking, I'm going to run over you. Go.
No. I mean, that's pretty much it. I used my press pass and said I was late for work through each gate. It was like four gates. Fifth one for the press box or the press room, and that was pretty much it. It wasn't really that hard. I mean, I just pretty much acted like I was late for work and I had to get in, and that's pretty much it.
Oh no, it must be staged. No one can infiltrate anything. Alex didn't sneak into Bohemian Grove. They let him in. No one can do anything. No, the truth is, we can all do something. And I started infiltrating press conferences and speeches and events under Clinton over Waco and Oklahoma City. And then We Are Change, finally somebody started imitating it. And they've done a great job. And you were part of that. Now you're doing it on your own. And I just think what you're doing is so wonderful, my friend. And is just so incredibly exciting that you've done this. So I want to go to break in the long segment. And then after you leave us at 20 after, I promise I'll go to Peggy and Eric and Tony and Dean, everybody that's holding. But I want to describe, once you did it, play by play, how they grabbed you, what they did, what they said to you, how they held you, what the citation or summons says that you were given. I want to blow by blow break all this down with you on the other side. But are you invigorated now that it's drawing so much attention to the inside job?
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that it looked a lot better than I thought it looked. I didn't even remember doing it. So once I looked this, I didn't even see the video until about really like an hour and a half or like 2 hours ago. I only sort of saw it. So, I didn't
so you just got out. Like. So you got in the zone. I mean, what happened? You were just planning on trying to bring up real issues, and you just got in there and got on the employee bus, and boom.
I got in there, and I wanted to just ask Super Bowl goers about the Illuminati rituals in the last two Super Bowls. That's the only reason I went there. I was making a video about the satanic rituals for the past two Super Bowls.
Let's talk about that when we come back, too. Yeah, Bruno Mars did the whole thing again. All of it. It's all sex rituals with satanic lyrics with little kids up there, inducting children into it in front of everyone. They think the public's so stupid. We'll be right back with the man who's taken the info war to the enemy straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to our amazing guest who infiltrated the Super Bowl post-game MVP press conference with 9/11's an inside job, orchestrated by criminal elements of the government. In just a moment for the exclusive debriefing, first interview other than one newspaper interview since he got out of jail in a moment. But first off, up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, breaking a new Mark Dice video. Democratic Californian students, you can guarantee that, students signed petition to have gun owners executed in concentration camps. He talks to people that speak clear English, understand everything he's saying, and one after the other says, we want to execute gun owners in camps. And they will execute us in camps if an authority figure tells them to. Another one, racist black thugs beat up white hippies in Austin in front of the police station. Where is Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Oprah Winfrey? That story is up there right now. We should probably just have a sub-headline pointing out it was in front of the police station. And the article points out the trend of this happening. Simply amazing. Also, weird but true, Netflix, Skype, Kindle, predicted in 1965. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Super Bowl Sunday shows us there's no Al-Qaeda threat. No, the threat's the government power grabbing. Well, there is an Al-Qaeda threat overseas. Our government runs it. Super Bowl hijack proves government cannot protect you. That's what we're about to cover right now. Video recorder deleted files with NSA backup. It's pretty amazing. and decadent Seahawks fans run riot after Super Bowl victory. Americans only get excited about sports and Black Friday sales. And again, Bruno Mars, Illuminati Halftime Show, Decoded. Now that's another video up on Infowars.com right now. Now, the story is up on the site. Super Bowl hijack proves government cannot protect you. I think that's a big issue here to show it's all theater. They don't even let cars get near you. You have to go on trains. You get frisked over and over again. There's cops strutting around with submachine guns, bugging their eyes out at you in New Jersey where they're trying to disarm the public. It's ridiculous. And then 30-year-old Matthew Mills, tell us about yourself and the other citizen journalism you've done, asking real questions of Tom Brokaw and so many others over the years. I thought I recognized you when I saw this. I was up here at 2 in the morning, and I kept seeing on Infowars.com comments saying, man, did you see the guy that took over the Super Bowl with Inside Job, 9/11? And so I went and searched that on YouTube, and there it was. And I shot a video at 2 a.m. when I got off 2 hours of radio and put it up. And then I said, I bet that guy's a listener. And then this morning we discovered that you had made web posts and stuff talking about the show before and had done stuff with We Are Change. So we salute the work you're doing. It's amazing. Tell us about some of your other confrontations, what you've done, and then play by play, describe what went on in your mind, what happened, what they did to you when they held you, what the ticket says, because you know, the media is going to want this testimony here, and it's important you give it so they can't spin it and lie about you. Matthew Mills, break it down for us.
Well, if anyone wants to see my other confrontations and other journalistic work, they should see my YouTube channel, which is Mills Most. I'm going to be releasing Super Bowl footage on Mills Most. They deleted all my footage off the SD card, but I have someone coming to the house right now to restore it, apparently. So hopefully he can do that. And if we can restore that footage, I'm going to release a bunch of stuff because I had the camera on the whole time when I walked away from the mic. And so I got all that, what they were saying to me. So I don't even need to describe to you what they said. I'll have it on footage. And what was the other question?
I mean, tell us what you intended to do, what unfolded. First off, tell us about some of the other people that you've gone and asked real questions of.
Once I actually got into the Super Bowl, I plans changed, and I decided to, I was going to, you know, do something like that, and I was going to run down on the field and do something. But then I decided to go to the press room, and as far as the summons, it doesn't say amount on here. I don't know what I owe. It says a court appearance is not required, so it doesn't seem like it's really that bad.
And what are they claiming you did?
It's criminal trespassing, and I'm banned from the Meadowlands for life, and apparently I'm banned from the NFL for life. And the NFL is going to be getting in contact with me about some security issues maybe.
They're just going to try to use that data in case they want to sue you. I wouldn't talk to them until you get a lawyer. And I would, you know, they say no court appearance needed. Well, that's because they don't want you to challenge it. Go challenge the trespass and just say that, you know, the truth. You wandered in there, wanted to ask real questions. But a citizen journalist, they let you in. And they didn't have no trespassing signs. That's their issue. Did you buy a ticket to get in, period?
I bought no ticket.
Yeah, they might try something then, but it doesn't matter. You're going to have to fight it in court. You do not want a criminal trespass. That could be a felony. They just don't want you to know that. So I would get counsel.
Okay, I will. And, yes, so, I mean, that's that. And
describe how you got through the multi-billion-dollar security, because it's tens of millions they spent on this, but this is a billion-dollar fraud system they've built. I mean, describe it.
I just used the line of I'm late for work, and I have no time to talk. And I just had that attitude. And I got by five gates with the same thing.
Which is true. You're the doing the work of the Lord. Free speech. Yeah. You're asking real questions.
Yeah. So then I got in, and it was cool because, you know, I got to see the Super Bowl, which, I got to see Peyton Manning. He's kind of a cool guy. And so that was fun, and so I spent the time in there, and I asked people all day.
Oh, so you met Peyton Manning.
No, I didn't meet Peyton Manning. The whole time I was in there, I was asking people about the Illuminati symbolism with the last two Super Bowls. But they erased all that footage, so I need to get all that footage back. That's all I was doing. And then the opportunity arose where I got to go in the press room, and then the MVP came out, and I was right there. So I said, F it, and I did it.
You know the secret when you're doing something like this is you have a loop of electrical tape in your pocket, and then you put the SD card on that and literally stick it on the inside of your underwear. And then you have another SD card you keep using and then hiding them in your underwear, because even a basic frisk, they won't find them. That's how you get out with the footage.
That's a really good idea.
That's just a little loop of tape you put on the outside of the underwear or whatever. I tend to say the inside, and you can just literally stick it around your waistband and have the SD cards right there. That's how you get over the enemy.
Cool.
So keep breaking it down. So like, all we see is you go off the stage. What happens next?
Well, they got me, and they grabbed me by the shirt, and they said, come over here. Where's your pass? They opened up my jacket. They saw I had this on the pass. They said, what is this? Where is your pass? I said, I don't have a pass. They said, how'd you get in? I said, I just came in. I just walked in. They said, who let you in? I said, the two guys out there, they just let me in. And then they said, how'd you get in? I said, I took it to the Super Bowl. So I was still lying to them at that point.
I would just tell them it's part of your Obamacare.
Yeah.
You were given free tickets by Obama. Go ahead.
Yes, so maybe I shouldn't have lied like that. But I was still saying I got into the Super Bowl. They said, where's your ticket? I said, my girlfriend has it. They said, where's your girlfriend? I said, her phone's dead. And then they took me back. I was back in the, precinct down there in MetLife Stadium. And they called my girlfriend because they found her number on my phone. And she had no idea any of this was going on, so she just totally spilled the beans. So then I just came clean with everything. And that was that. And they were pretty angry back there. They were very FBI-ish. They had these two guys, they were Brooklyn accents, older gentlemen. Seemed like, something like a Law and Order type thing. They were very,
I love how all FBI, we're seeing some of the footage you were able to upload before they got your card, later at night. And just all the security people are just acting like they're so powerful and like they're all little secret agents. Meanwhile, their bosses, the government, stage 9/11, runs Al-Qaeda publicly. Hey, how do you feel being a 9/11 truther now that it's so public that our government runs Al-Qaeda and is giving them weapons and protecting them all over the world so that they can continue all these wars and have no-bid contracts? I mean, we're totally vindicated here.
One of the cops that was taking my information was a 9/11 truther. He told me when no one was in the room with me. I'm not going to mention his name. He said, I believe in this stuff too. And he was the one that was nicest to me, and he was trying to get me out of there probably because he was a little more awake.
Maybe. Well, yeah, because you've got to be a moron not to know they blew up all those towers, including. They said, get back, we're blowing it up. I have the deputy emergency manager in New York on who said, no, they said, get out, they're going to blow it up. And they killed him a week later. Barry Jennings, he's dead now.
Yeah.
And then the family all, we think they witnessed protection team, actually, because it was like, he's dead, family moves out, no one will talk, all these black vans at the house, or they got the whole thing. What do you think about that?
There's so much to think about everything that I can't give you an intelligent answer for that. I think it's crazy,
It's amazing. So how long were you in the custody?
I was probably back there. I got arrested way after the end of the game. I was probably back there for a good 3 hours, at least 3.5. I was there to the end, pretty much like the stadium started shutting down. Like they kept me there until pretty much they couldn't keep me there almost.
And then they said, what? You're lucky we didn't arrest you, or what happened? So 3 a.m. I mean, what did they say to you when they finally let you go?
They walked me out and they said, there's your train. They told me get lost pretty much.
Well, you've done an incredible job. You know, I want to get you back on the nightly news tonight. Do you have Skype?
Your radio show? Because I don't have your radio show. I get my Alex Jones info from YouTube. Somebody texted me. Some random guy texted me. I don't know his name. And he said, and so I just want to give a shout out to that guy, whoever that is. Okay.
Absolutely. You watch us on YouTube, not the live show. Do you have Skype?
I do. I can get Skype. It's been a while since I don't typically do Skype that much, but I can. Yeah, I could do
no,
Skype.
No, I mean, you can do it on your iPhone, whatever. I'd like to have you on the nightly news. Who's doing the news tonight? Is it McAdoo or is it Knight? Yeah, we're going to find out. Listen, I want to get you on the nightly news to really do a proper interview, and I want to do it Skype, okay? Can you do Skype in the next hour or two? We'll tape it for tonight's news.
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, because we want to see you and marvel at you. And actually, you know, we're big fans. We're actually fans of real men that infiltrate events and take over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Oh, man, every time I hear a little George Strait music, it just makes me happy. I think when the radio show's over today, I'm going to take off about 20 minutes and listen to some George Strait. If you leave me, I won't miss you. And I won't ever take you back. Butchered a little bit of Strait here. Girl, your memory,
girl, your memory
won't ever haunt
won't
me.
Ever haunt me.
Cause I don't love you.
I don't love you.
And now you'll buy that.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see.
Wow. Why doesn't new country music sound like that? Why doesn't rock and roll sound good? It's not that I'm old. Because I hear some new stuff I like. It's crud music. Culture is so empty. Next segment, I promise I'm going to your calls, Dean and Tony and Eric and Peggy. And we're going to play clips of Mark Dice. It's up on InfoWars.com. But for radio listeners, where the Democrats say, put gun owners in FEMA camps and kill us. And by the way, he didn't talk to 100 people to find this. This is almost every one of them. You go to California, you say we're going to murder and kill all white people for Obama, whites will sign a petition. Or if you say we're going to put all the Jews in ovens for Obama, they will sign a petition. They've done it. Or we're going to put all gun owners in forced labor camps, they'll sign it. So now Dice has gone up and says we're going to kill all the gun owners in death camps. And they're like, absolutely, let's kill them right now. You sure about that? Oh, buddy, you don't tell me. It's time to murder. Because they're liberals. I mean, where it makes me want to jump around like the Woody the Woodpecker. I mean, I feel crazy looking at these crazy people. We're going to play that coming up after some calls in the next segment. But right now, finishing up with the man of the hour, truly getting his 15 minutes of fame for something that matters. I mean, I look at that goofy lineman up there going, yeah, I never thought I'd be an MVP. It's so incredible. Meanwhile, a guy with real courage jumps up there and says, 9/11 is an inside job staged by criminal elements of the government. And he joins us now, a listener of the transmission. I had a good feeling that he was a listener. We checked it out online, found some of his work, knew he was. But he's a listener via YouTube, a viewer via YouTube, like so many tens of millions a week are. And he joins us, Matthew Mills. Matthew, closing comments. I just want to tell you, I really admire your work, and you're the kind of stand-up guy. You know, you're the kind of guy we need as an East Coast reporter. That we don't have the money to have you full-time, but we can pay you when you go out on events. In the future, you're the type of guy, it'd be cheaper than sending Jakari, who's a great guy, you know, all the way from Texas to the East Coast. Well, maybe we should talk about, we're talking about hiring Sergeant Biggs right now to work for us. As a reporter, but as well. But, you know, I think you've got what it takes because, you know, you got in there and you did it, buddy. You've got the right stuff, so we salute you. How would you like to go on an assignment at least once a month for us on the East Coast and get paid to do it?
I would love to do it, Alex.
Yeah, I think you're a real kind of guy we need on the team. So, you know, what else is going on, brother? Anything else you want to add?
I think we kind of covered it all.
You know, I'm getting a little bit excited about you right now. I mean, listen, I don't get excited about Peyton Manning and football. Man, I get excited about what you did. I want to sneak into Bohemian Grove again, or I want to sneak into Skull and Bones. I want to sneak in and expose these corrupt garbage heads. I mean, I love you blowing their operation and watching them run around like chickens with their heads cut off. You know what a big fan of you I am right now? Let me hear your war growl right now. Ah!
if me and you get to talk off air, I'll tell you about a couple other things I want to infiltrate. So
I like it. I like that. Anything else, soldier? Anything else you want to tell us?
No, not at all. I appreciate the call. I didn't even know you were you wanted me to call in. It's like I got some texts, and it's been nice to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a while, and I'm a big fan of your work. So
I'm going to give you an Emperor Palpatine. You've done so well. All right.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
You like that?
I do.
Okay, good, good. Anything else? Give us your YouTube, any of your other sites. Go ahead and plug away.
Well, I don't have any other sites, but my YouTube channel is Mills Most, and that's pretty much it. If hopefully I'll be able to retrieve some of this footage, and you can see some of the stuff that happened at the Super Bowl.
And by the way, I mean, you're taking action. You got a video up there with millions of views. I mean, you're really doing a great job, and you're another example of how we're going to defeat the enemy. And people just realize they are the future. They are the resistance. I mean, anybody can do this, folks, if you just decide to grow some guts and take action. And so, again, great job. And you're saying you didn't plan any of this. You were just literally led by the Spirit?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
And you exposed the Illuminati. Listen, yeah. Tonight I want you to get into the Illuminati stuff at the Super Bowl as well. You're going to be on with David Knight. He's going to call you right now to set you up in the next 3-4 hours, whenever you can do it, on Skype to do a tape interview for the live news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And listen, you are watching and listening to this transmission, Mr. Mills, and you are the resistance. We're going to call you right now, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Your fighting spirit is to be a free man or woman and to build a greater civilization based on honor, trust, and duty. Your instincts are being squandered on football and baseball and going and watching these men that play these sports. And I'm not against these guys. A lot of sports guys are nice people. And it would be okay if it was just a pastime. But it's become our manhood, and we've lost our manhood in the process. We've been gelded by sports. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I appreciate you holding through Ventura. A lot of you were on before he came on, so we're going to you right now. Dean in Virginia, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you for calling today.
My gosh, how do you follow the Super Bowl warrior? But I'm going to give it a try. I mean, like you said, honor, trust, duty, and researching is addicting. I mean, we're all spirits on a human journey. And some people say I'm obsessed. Some people say I'm whacked out. Others just listen. And what I have to say to them is, I consider you Neo. I just offer you the truth. Here's what's been happening in Richmond. This is one of my obsessions. For the last 29 out of 29 precipitation events, They've been preceded by 1 to 3 days of heavy chemtrailing, meaning I'm not talking about 20 or 30. I'm talking about like yesterday and the day before, hundreds. I looked up last night when it started to rain, and it burned my eyes. Now, there's been some days where it didn't rain, it didn't chemtrail at all. All you see was contrails for 5, 6, 7 days. Then all of a sudden, 50, 60. Next day, hundreds.
And by the way, geoengineering is an admitted fact and going on Department of Energy, at least $5 billion a year, but they don't call it chemtrails. But then the general public isn't even aware that Bill Gates is running the program in the, quote, terraforming the Earth into what? They won't tell us. What do you think they're doing?
Well, watching the different sprayers that are coming out that are on patent, like you said, if you just research, there's different sprayers now. If you watch the jets coming by, and usually 99% of them are coming out of the south heading north. And you can see the different types of nozzles because within 5 to 15 minutes, it's either wisping, it's either like puffing, and it's different shapes. But they all turn into clouds where people like people do not look up. Everybody, and you have to be aware of, you know, the water you drink. Here it comes down to a relative of mine works for a municipal water system down south. And we talked about fluoride. He says, oh, you're not one of those fluoride nuts, are you? We've had people in our company that refused to put fluoride in the water, in the community water, and they were fired.
I mean, it's on record to be rat poison, and the FDA's been forced to say take it out of the water and the pesticides, but they won't. And then people just laugh at us because we're informed. Insane. Great points, Dean. I appreciate your call. Eric in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Doing all right, brother.
Good. I thought a little bit about archetypes with the Super Bowl and the way they played up Peyton Manning to be the superhero. And, of course, the Super Bowl comes around and he gets trounced. They're always building up archetypes for us. And then they take them down to show that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was at a Super Bowl party at a building downtown in the bottom of the building, in their event center or whatever. And the people got so depressed when he started losing that I was only there about 45 minutes because they all started leaving and I left too. I was already planning to. I was observing this, and literally their hero was defeated, so they all left. I mean, it's totally mindless. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's a basic propaganda and psychological imprinting for these archetypes to be put on us. And then, obviously, I've been awake for 10 years. I'm from Connecticut. People here are waking up. I just want to give kudos to that guy that went up at the press conference and spoke about 9/11. You know, being a journalist myself, I know that it's hard to come out and ask the hard questions because you could get fired or isolated.
That's right. They are controlling the press. They're censoring media. They're trying to shut down the alternative press. It's time to take over press conferences. Civil disobedience. It's time to ask real questions, to jump up on microphones, to go to city council, to go to the mayor's event. You see a mayor that's putting fluoride on your water and it won't stop. You see him eating, you go over and you ruin his dinner. It's time to get aggressive with these punks, ahead of other things. Because they're engaged in chemical warfare against us. They think it's funny. They're assaulting us. They should go to prison. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was up there at Sandy Hook, and to see this kind of propaganda just being the narrative being spun out, nobody was asking the hard questions. Nobody was asking, real questions about definitive things that can blow this narrative apart. And it goes back to 9/11, the same thing. You got to ask hard questions to blow the narrative apart and get some real information. And so we could start, gaining more victories here for the info war and the truth overall.
Well said. Well said. I mean, I just see thousands rioting and knocking windows out and burning things in Seattle. And it's like, oh, isn't that cute? The media says they love their team. But if we were attacking Federal Reserve buildings, burning them, they'd send the military out on us to kill us. That's on record. That's been declassified. And I'm not saying burn down Federal Reserve buildings. That makes them the victim. Just point out they're the foreign bank that's occupied us and destroy them politically. They want to have a violent confrontation because they know they're losing the political. That's why they want to flood us with illegals who will then be clients of the Democrats and Republican leadership and vote to take our guns and politically checkmate us. I mean, this is very simple equations here. Let's go to a couple more calls, and I'm going to play Democrat operatives, minions, students signing petition. Listen to this. To have gun owners executed in concentration camps. That's up on Infowars.com. This is so insane. I mean, these people are just, it's scary how dumb Democratic trendies are. And that's why MSNBC and CNN always talk about how smart liberals are and how everyone else is dumb. Because it's a cult of how, it is a cult where they're smart. The hosts are smart, preying on their client minions, who they know literally are so stupid, they just want to watch a show where they talk about how smart they are all day.
I'm smart. I am very smart. I like my double price. I think I signed up for Obamacare. I did.
I told you you didn't sign up, moron, and now you found that out. I mean, you know, you're just so stupid and so dangerous.
I think we have to put the gun owners in the FEMA camp and kill them.
So you want to kill the gun owners?
Yeah, I do.
They're actually trendy voices. Oh, yeah, let's kill them. Oh, yeah. Like Buzz Bissinger with Piers Morgan. You need to get a gun and kill Alex. And the woman's like, oh, my gosh, wear a uniform. And she's going, the ambassador's daughter, a little model. She's literally on purpose doing sexual. That woman's not really looking at you through the TV with sexual desire. She's manipulating you, man. I know you know that, but be conscious. These info bays. She's like, she literally goes, Piers, wear the uniform. I mean, this is America. They want to kill me. They're criminal scum. By the way, I challenged Piers Morgan to a bare knuckles boxing match for the charity of his choice, that redcoat trash. And he can have Buzz Bissinger and the ambassador's daughter all together. And I'm going to go further. They can all have baseball bats. And I have my bare fist. And I'm going to club. Oh, yeah, I'm coming for you, filth. You'll never take that challenge, cowards, because you know what I'll do to you. Sick of this filth. Anyways, I don't know if I could beat him up with boxing gloves on. But I know if he had a baseball bat, I know I could crush him. First punch, nose is gone. It's when the overwhelming odds come in that the real power is there. It's addicting. And I don't like violence, folks. But I think about these enemies, how they want to kill me. You know what, scum? Go ahead and try it, filth. You're going to feel like your ancestors. We got the guns, and we got the guts, and we got God on our side, and you know it, filth. You may be able to take me down, but you're never taking the Spirit of Liberty down, filth. It's only when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are that standard, as imperfect as we are. Forge in the fires of resistance to evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Idaho. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
God bless you, man. I love you. Pray for you constantly and all those with you. I wanted to bring up the cross-reference between these government wind-up toys and Manchurian candidates and the government preachers. You know, they wind-up toys, they kill people physically, but these preachers with the false doctrine they're preaching, they kill people spiritually. And they reach more people constantly than any of these government Manchurian candidates.
Oh, I know. I go to these big mainline churches. Some of them are good, but none of them will stand up against the government tyranny. The ones I've seen, and it's all just basically 501c3. And there's so many good people in these churches, some of the nicest people you'll find that are good fathers, good mothers, but they just sit there and Romans 13 all day.
This 501c3, all those people out there that go to those churches, you need to understand that when you fill out your tax form to pay off the 1040 form, which to pay your 1040 taxes, that pays off the interest on the 1040 bonds that they sold to pay off the finance the Civil War. It'll never be paid off. And it's written in Scripture that that we should serve God only, not man. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. That's like they were trying to set up Christ, and they said, hey, should we pay taxes? And he goes, whose face is on that coin? That's his. Give God the things that are God, your children, your family, your heart. But if they've got some artificial demon system, it's like when you go in an NFL game, you're now under their system. But it doesn't mean we render unto Caesar. We render under the NFL. We pay for the Gladiator stadiums. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to Peggy and Gil and David and John here in a moment, but I want to get to this Mark Dice video that's up on Infowars.com. Students sign petition to have gun owners executed in concentration camps. College kids to activist prankster. No problem. Sounds about right. So they are ready to kill the gun owners. And you're like, oh, well, they'll never be able to do that. Doesn't matter. They will stand by when the media says you deserve to be disappeared. And they stage some terror attack and blame it on us. And they will salute. And they will report on their neighbors just to get a pat on the head by the secret police. And this is how bad it can get. This is what the weathermen planned. It's their whole program. And believe me, they really want to do this. And I've got new articles out today. Panelists at Podesta Think Tank for the White House on Common Core, the children to belong to all of us now. Paul Revelle, Massachusetts Secretary of Education, Harvard professor, was a panelist saying, your children last week's belong to us. And they're coming. They're not playing games. Let's go to this. Let's go to this clip. Here it is.
We hope to repeal the Second Amendment and keep guns off the campus and keep everybody safe. We just want to make sure that we support Obama and the Bilderberg Group and just disarm the citizens. We could trust the government to be the only ones with guns. Yeah, birth date and a signature to repeal the Second Amendment. These peasants don't need guns, so thanks for supporting that. Appreciate that. Thanks for your help. We're trying to repeal the Second Amendment and put all gun owners in prison, the registered gun owners, put them in prison. Thank you for supporting that.
Thank you. These too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. They don't need these guns anymore. Only the police need the guns, right? We could trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day. Thank you.
These are college
students. It's just a simple repeal of the Second Amendment, and we'll be terminating and executing all of the gun owners.
Okay,
thank you.
We're going to be executing.
We support, come on, real quick, support Obama. Hey, come on, support Obama's gun control bill.
You want to ban the guns?
Yes, we're going to ban all guns, except for the military and the police.
Okay,
yeah, sign right here. Yeah. Quite frankly, we just want to ban all the guns, except for the ones that the military and the police have. We'll do some door-to-door gun confiscations. We have lists of all the registered weapons, so the military will just go and take those away from people.
Okay.
Thanks for supporting that. Hey, will you support Obama's gun control, reintroducing Obama's gun control bill?
Yeah.
They shot it down, and so, I mean, really what we'd like to do is just take the gun owners' guns, the registered legal ones, and just birth it there, and just, you know, shoot them. I mean, these people, they like their guns so much, let's just feed the gun owners some of their own lead, right? Keep people safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro. I didn't think I could get more ridiculous than the first one, but
we're just going to kill them all now.
We're supporting Obama reintroducing the gun control bill just to keep people safe.
I'm not for that.
But we need to take these gun owners and we need to put them into the FEMA camps, into the concentration camps. We need to keep everybody safe.
I agree to keep everyone safe.
Let's put them in the FEMA camps. It's for their own good.
I'm not signing anything out.
Bro, it's like a concentration camp.
That's awesome. Can you send it to them?
Yeah. We're just getting people to sign a petition.
One guy wouldn't sign.
Support putting the gun owners in the FEMA camps, just to get them off the streets and put them in the detention centers.
Yeah.
Thanks for supporting that.
No problem.
Pick sign here and print there and sign there.
What is this?
This is for the supporting Obama's new gun control bill. The Republicans blocked it. So we want to just go and round up all of the gun owners and put them away in the FEMA detention camps for owning their guns. Thanks for supporting that.
Thank you.
We really just need to get behind the president and put these registered gun owners.
What's the release?
Birth date.
Oh,
birth date, and then sign. We really need to just get behind the president and take these registered legal gun owners and put them in a FEMA concentration camp.
Yeah.
And just keep everybody safe that way so we can just go about our business. Okay. Thanks for supporting putting them in FEMA camps. Yeah. It's to support the Obama gun control measures and putting the gun owners in the FEMA camps. It's the Federal Emergency Management Agency camp for registered gun owners. Just print here.
She signs
it. Birthday to sign. I like your purse matches your sweater.
He's reading it.
Here, just print sign.
Going to break. There's another 5 minutes of this. She's doing it. Put him in the camp. Come on.
And it closes the gun show loophole.
Camp.
And just print there.
When we come back, we'll find out if she signed it.
Print there.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com to learn more. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com.
We've all heard as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But what do we do when the people that told us that become lawless and use our cell phones to violate our constitutional rights? Get a privacy case from privacycase.com today and stop this high-tech iron curtain from crushing our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. PrivacyCase.com.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The gun owners in the FEMA camps.
What's the FEMA camp?
It's the Federal Emergency Management Agency camp for registered gun owners. Just print here. So a birth date and a sign. I like your purse matches your sweater. Here, just print, sign. Did they give you the pen? Yes. Just print there, birth date, sign. And it closes the gun show loophole. And just, yeah, print there. Print there, please. Just print there, please.
Camp.
Print there, please.
Camp. Sign it.
Birthday.
Yeah. It's like a Caddyshack or a kid.
The population is behind Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati, and we support the their gun control measures. Thank you so much.
He says we support the Illuminati and help people in camps. She signs it.
Birthday sign. And
there's a super liberal for you, folks.
You don't need any guns, peasants.
I'm not going to repeat it, but I know it.
Okay, you agree, though, right? Just a quick name and a signature here.
All right, folks, these are the sad, weak people.
Signature, please.
Enough of those. There's like three more minutes of it. I can't watch it. This is the patheticness. This is what big government nanny states created. Total jellyfish. I'm going to go to Peggy and others here in a moment. Briefly, we're listener-supported. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're a launch pad for all these other shows, all these other people. We're here to promote other liberty lovers. That's my main mission. Is to protect and defend liberty and to launch more attacks on the enemy with the truth. And become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're still running the special. It's about to end in a couple days. You can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 people can use the membership. We couldn't do this without you members. I want to thank you all. And you have InfoWarsLife.com with the incredible nascent iodine that even children can take. Check with your doctor, but it doesn't taste horrible. It tastes kind of like sweet, but also a little bit irony. It just has like that almost that ozone-y flavor. It's really special. InfoWarsLife.com done so much for me, my energy, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the great coffee from Southern Mexico that's totally organic, grown on organic soil in the volcanic soil, and it's bought directly from the Chiapas farmers, so it helps them out. Wake Up America blends and the super immune system support blend that's got the key mushrooms in it, known for battling all sorts of stuff. Just check it out for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. When you shop with the good guys, it makes it all possible. Peggy, thanks for holding. You want to talk about loving FEMA as well, Peggy, in Washington. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I've been trying to get through to you. It's real important. All the flood maps that FEMA says that they have updated, they have not. Through the bigger water insurance reform act.
Are you saying FEMA lies?
Well, yeah. Well, we all know that. Basically, what they're doing is they're putting forced place flood insurance on people, then forcing them to get elevation certificates. That feeds the information to FEMA, also feeds it to reinsurance companies so that they
No, it's a total deal to rip you off. The insurance companies are owned by the banks that run the country, and the whole government's being turned into a giant rip-off machine for them.
Precisely. So the problem is I went to congressmen, senators, even the governor, and asked, who do I send my invoice to for the information that I'm supplying to the federal government? Boy, I'll tell you, they got real excited about that, wanting my name. They sent me
Bottom line, it's a total scam job. You should do a YouTube video on it. You should talk about what happened to you. But yeah, no, they're trying to move people out of the areas that don't flood every 100 years. They're trying to jack up prices. It's a total scam. I'm going to come back in overdrive. David's going to talk about call the cops on thugs. So they questioned him.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula.
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.